Get the facts. The problem. Prejudice is often based on misinformation. Consider the following examples. Some employers have mistakenly believed that women are unqualified for scientific or technical jobs. In medieval Europe, Jews were falsely accused of poisoning wells and spreading disease. During Nazi rule, Jews were again slandered, but this time they were accused of causing the economic crisis in Germany. Both cases resulted in the Jews becoming victims of extreme prejudice, some of which is still evident today. Many people wrongly conclude that everyone who has a disability is sad or bitter. People who believe myths such as those may point to examples or alleged evidence that seems to confirm their bias, and they think that anyone who disagrees with them is ignorant. Bible principle. A person without knowledge is not good. Proverbs 19:2. What does it mean? Without knowing the facts, we make bad decisions. If we believe myths rather than facts, we will misjudge people. The following is supplementary information. Does the Bible promote prejudice? Some claim that the Bible promotes prejudice. But what does the Bible actually say? All humans are related. God made out of one man every nation of men. Acts 17:26. God is impartial. God is not partial, but in every nation the man who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. Acts 10:34 and 35. God focuses on the inner person, not the outward appearance. Mere man sees what appears to the eyes, but Jehovah sees into the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the name of God as revealed in the Bible. End of footnote. How knowing the facts helps. If we know the facts about people, we are less likely to believe common but false assumptions about them. And once we learn that we have not been told the truth about a particular group, we may be more likely to question assumptions that we have made about other groups of people. Real-life example. Jovica, Balkans. Jovica, quoted earlier in this series of articles, grew up hearing his countrymen, the news, and television programs give negative reports about a minority group. I became filled with prejudice and even hatred for those people, he says, and I thought I was completely justified in feeling that way. However, while in the army, I had no choice but to live and work with fellow soldiers from that minority group. In time, I learned more about them. I even started to learn their language and to listen to their folk songs. I began to have pleasant dealings with them, and I started to view them differently. Still, prejudicial feelings can surface, so I avoid news reports that put that ethnic group in a negative light. Also, I do not watch movies or popular comedies that mock them. I know that prejudicial feelings can grow into anger and hatred. What you can do. Remember that sweeping generalizations about groups of people do not apply to all individuals of that group. Acknowledge that the information you have about others may be limited. Try to get the facts from a reliable source. They triumphed over hatred. What helped an Arab and a Jew to overcome their prejudice? Watch the video, When Will Loyal Love Triumph Over Hatred? Search for the video title on jw.org. End of article.